What is up, everybody, and welcome to Sal's Podcast. I actually got a special guest with me today. Can you introduce yourself?
Of course. My name is Monique Oshetelu.
Y'all, we got a doctor in the room. Oh, she actually don't like saying that, but... So why don't you like that?
I guess I'm off and on. Like, when I'm in, like, a chill setting, like we are, it's, like, Monique. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, more professional setting, then, of course, doctor. But it makes me feel awkward when it's, like, people who know me on a personal level call me that. Yeah, it feels really weird.
Okay, so since we're there, what do you have your doctorate in? Like, what is this PhD about?
I know, right? It's in public policy with a focus in higher education. So what does that mean? Basically, my dissertation really focused on like NCAA policies and how they perpetuate institutional racism for HBCU male athletes. So that was like a lot of what I studied. So anything that has to do with public policy in higher education, federal, state, international, domestic policy, that's me.
Okay, so is that something you love? Like something you love to do currently right now?
I mean,
like your focus?
I think I love it because of the research that I do. It allows me to advocate for people who can't and don't have a voice, or they don't feel like they have a voice or a platform to speak for themselves. And it has allowed me to have influence on both a federal level as well as an international level. So I appreciate the doors it's opened. But I guess part of being a serial entrepreneur is that you're never satisfied and you're always doing something new. So
right. So that really sounds like, even in that field, like you're forcing every day to make a change in something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so that brings us to the topic, y'all. And the topic says right here, how does change change you? So I really want y'all to sit down and just take a minute. It seems kind of vague, but honestly, how does change change you? So I was looking about the stuff that I'm looking about the stuff that you do, and it seems as though like you work independently, it seems like. So if that is correct that you work independently, you have to talk to multiple people, right?
Yes.
So she works independently, but she has to talk to multiple people. So is that change like hard for you sometimes? Like you're used to being in your space, doing your own thing, but then you have to branch out and show people your ideas and innovations and renovations. Like how does that change like affect you or... Mm-hmm. Is it a good feeling or, you know what I'm saying? Is the change hard? Is it nerve-wracking? What is it?
Yeah. I mean, I think to give the people some context. So I used to work, I guess what you would say, like a 9-to-5 before I ventured out. And I did that for a minute until about 2022. So I was working like on a team level. And I think for me, my first business is my data consulting firm. So that's where I do all the public policy stuff and all that stuff is independent. But I think where I really started feeling the change is when I started my second business, which is a fintech company. It's called Deuce. Mm-hmm. And then my most recent company is called Sweet Pup. It's a gourmet dog treat
partner. Y'all, she making money.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
She got money.
Y'all, that deserves the praise.
I just thought about that. Thought about that meme. Anyway, so I think the change that I saw was when I was doing my data consulting firm, everything was very independent because I'm an expert in that niche field.
Okay.
And I loved it doing that. I think when I started building my companies, like my fintech company and now Sweet Pup, it needs more people. And that's a challenge for me because I work really well independently. And so just being able to adapt to that change and understand that people work at different levels, people work at different rates of, I guess, how you manage them.
Right.
Is a challenge for me. So how do you ask me, how do I adapt to that change?
Right.
I'm adapting as we speak.
As we speak. Y'all, we're constantly evolving.
Ongoing.
Okay, every day is a day to grow, to get better. So just an encouraging word right now. Don't ever think that you're behind or you're not where you're supposed to be because you're right where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to change everything. You're changing right now.
Yeah.
Like, your breath sounds are different. Okay, let me stop. That's just me, man. My bad, y'all. Okay, so I want to talk to you about, this one thing. Why do you think change hurts? Because change can be positive and it can be negative. But a lot of times we change and like the outcome is negative. Like they call it growing pains.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So girl, I'm going through growing pains right now.
Listen, I woke up this morning and said the exact same thing about myself. Like I was like, you're in growing pains. I said that.
Sometimes you just gotta say it.
Yeah.
Not me about to cry.
Because it's like, don't be so hard on yourself. Because no, life is life, and but maybe it's just growing pains. Yeah, no.
So when you say that, it's like, how is that changing you right now? You know what I'm saying? So why does it hurt?
Yeah, I mean, geez. I mean,
that's deep. Because why does it hurt?
I think it's all in your perspective about how it hurts. I mean, I think folks are like creatures of habit. I can speak for myself. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird because I absolutely do not like change. I do not like change. So entrepreneurship and change, they like go together.
That's
and the fact
I was asking, yeah.
That I don't like change. So I like every day I'm going out of my comfort zone.
Right.
And I think part of that is like I'm so determined to fulfill all of that which I'm called on this earth to do.
Okay.
Even if that means I'm supposed to be uncomfortable, even if that means I'm in a season of two or three or four or five of being alone.
Yeah.
And really working out this vision that God has given me. But I think it only hurts if you fight against it.
Right.
When you stop fighting against it, that's it actually good. Works in your favor because then you can be like, oh my gosh, look at how far I've come. You know? So like I think about when I started Deuce, for example, like my fintech company, it was just this idea that I had in 2022. By the end of 2023, Visa knew my name. You know, this year we got non-dilutive funding from Visa.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's just like things yeah. like this happen. I was part of an accelerator program. You right. know, things like that happen. And it's like, if I did not put myself out there, like I used to like be afraid of like people in authority, yeah. believe it or not. And so I think my track career really helped me because like my track coach was an Olympian. I was training with Olympians and all these people who I saw were like, oh, I wish I could be like you one day.
Right.
Like I literally see y'all limping after track practice and humping like a pregnant elephant,
right.
you know, like out of breath. So it's like, I got to see like we're all human mm-hmm. and there's nothing to be afraid of. So I think just living in different environments has changed me that when I come home, I can be that introvert, like I don't want to talk to nobody.
Right.
But understanding like I can be out in person and talk and do things because if you don't change, you will not fulfill your purpose.
Yeah. And it's funny that you said that you actually mentioned like you were scared to put yourself out there. I have this on my notes, y'all. This was destined. Okay.
Look at God.
It literally says it's because we're scared to put ourselves out there. And I think a big thing, like, we just don't believe in ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah. to bring God into it again, like, if your foundation is not on Him, yep. like, first and foremost, like, you'll never believe in yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, I also believe that I feel like we're afraid of change because we don't want to know, like, what, like, we don't want to feel the hurt that it feels. You know what I'm saying? Like, like we know how it made us feel that time, so we don't want to change again because we don't want to feel that again.
Yeah.
So we don't want to go back or we don't want to move forward. So because of, like, what we've, like, been damaged with from change before, it makes us not want to move forward.
But I feel like I'm going to challenge you on that. I feel like you're, like, making change seem like it's so negative.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me an experience where, like, look at the doctor is in the room. Now I'm like flipping it on. You're like, that's not what we do here. I ask the questions. But I'm saying, like, you don't have to tell it right now, but just like in your mind, can you think of a time where change was positive?
Yeah, no, most definitely. So I'm not trying to make it seem like it's negative because it has negative and positives. But the reason why I spoke of negative first is because people don't like change.
Facts.
And so they see it as negative first.
Yeah.
So that's why I brought it up first. But a time where change was positive for me. Okay, let's say this. So I always talk about this. I wanted to be an ultrasound tech.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I don't want to go back to school. Well, I had to go back to school to get it, right? Mm-hmm. To get the certification. So that was a change already in itself for me. So I take the test and I fail it. It's okay to fail a test. For all of y'all out there, it is okay to fail a test. So I fail this test, and I get an opportunity in what I'm doing right now, which is neurodiagnostic technology. And I always said, this is too hard for me. Like, I don't want to be uncomfortable. Like, I don't think I'm equipped. Like, I'm looking at all these people. I'm like, I don't amount to them.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? And now I'm well off doing it. making what I need to make. And it's made me become
phenomenal at it too.
Right. Yeah. And it's made me become a better person. Like, I've met so many, like, the outcome was I've met so many awesome people. But let me tell you the most beautiful thing about it. I can help people.
Yeah.
And I love helping people. I mean, yeah. It's a life or death thing. You get to save lives. So just the change in my career itself was positive. Something else positive where I thought it would be detrimental.
Yeah.
So I was going through some relationship issues, mm-hmm. and I just did not want to let them go because that's who I was comfortable with. Sure. And I was just like, this is what I want. I can't live without them. Like, anything outside of them, like, I don't know. Well, one day I just put my foot down. What Apostle Terry say today? Stomp on the ground.
Come
put
on,
your foot
put
down.
It under your feet now.
Y'all better put it under your feet. And honestly, it's crazy because when she said today, I was like, I literally just recently, like a couple weeks ago, put something under my feet. And when I made like the change for myself, like I put it under my feet and I feel lighter.
Yeah.
I mean, like, once y'all, you have to be in agreement. Like, if you're not in agreement, you're not going to move forward. But I was in agreement with myself and with God, mm-hmm. and I put it to the back. Let's not say we're going to be perfect in it.
Yeah.
But I feel lighter. So change is positive, but it hurts first.
It hurts. And I think something I'm also taking from what you're saying in your experience is I think the outcome of change more times than not is not going to think it's not going to be what we think it's going to be.
Right.
And it has to be a level of being open to what we anticipated and we thought it would be. And when it's not that, being like, actually, this is 100 times better. Like, I'm actually glad it didn't work out the way that I wanted it or thought it would work out. So I think that's something I definitely hear from you saying that. Kind of reminds me of my experience. I trained since I was 6 years old.
Okay.
That's my dog. I should whip him. Oh, okay. Sorry. I love dogs. I love dogs. I love them. I'm just glad he didn't bark. All right. Anyway, back on track.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, since I was six, I was training as an athlete. And then, what was it? I qualified for Nigeria's Olympic team.
Okay.
And, 2016.
Y'all, the Olympics going on right now. Like,
Yeah. So I'm like a Olympic hopeful because like the week after I qualified, I pulled my Achilles.
Really?
Yeah, right? I'm like, can you imagine?
I can't. Wouldn't want to because pulling your Achilles or tearing it is terrible.
It's terrible. And then think about the mental aspect of it, too. From the time you're six until you're like 23, your identity is I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
And I'm like the best athlete. I'm at, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, if I had thought I was going to go to the Olympics and I thought I would like open this center for kids, mm-hmm. and I would just really work in the community and like around athletics. But like I have done so much different things, and to the point where I'm like, okay, fine, I didn't make it through that finish line, but I made it through other finish lines. Like, I got my degree, I've been able to start businesses. So I think it's important to understand that although it may not be the original vision you saw for yourself, but being open to the outcome and committing yourself to it.
Okay, that's good. So what would you say to a younger person right now or a younger generation who's struggling with change? Like, if change is harder for them, what like hopeful words would you give them?
Okay, I want to go back on something you said though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So you mentioned something. You're like, if the foundation is not on God, remember you said that earlier?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything you put your mind to, it reminds me of this book I'm reading. It's an old book. It's called Two Trees in a Garden.
Okay.
And I really like it. But anyway, one of the, and I'm paraphrasing, is basically saying, if whatever you're pursuing is based on self-ambition, then it's always going to lead to confusion and division.
I know that's right.
So if the root of whatever you're putting yourself on, whatever you're putting your mind to is like, oh, it's going to make me look good. It's going to make me get some money. Like, if money is your motive,
true,
rethink that vision. Because the gift calls money to find you. Money will chase you if you're operating
money
in your gift.
Doctor.
You never have to find it.
Right.
It's the ideas that get wealth. Wealth. So true. Like, you don't have to look for the wealth. So if you're thinking about, oh, I'm going to be able to get this car, I'm going to get these designer clothes,
right,
I'm going to get my mother a house, even if it's not even your own personal, but it's self-ambition, it will always lead to confusion and division.
That is so true. Like, quick thing. So I started making rugs.
Yeah.
But I did them for myself. Like, yeah. I didn't do it to please anybody else. I wanted it for the aesthetics of my own room. Mm-hmm. Right. And she just said, you know, the gift will bring wealth. I was never looking for it. But then lo and behold, here I am with the wealth of that. And I never asked for it.
Never asked for it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, you're literally, your gift is a solution that somebody is looking for. It's just a matter of doing it.
That is so true. And you have to do it.
You, like, just got
to
do it.
People are scared.
Like, yeah. I think what I would say, you say to a younger person that is scared of change. Is that the question? Yeah. Change is inevitable. By default, it's going to go from light to night.
That is so true.
Right? Yes. And we're about to change seasons, right? We're getting ready to go from summer to fall, depending on where you are. In the country, globally, but mm-hmm. we're changing seasons. And so I think the important thing is to not fight against it, but to see it as an opportunity in a continuous process of growing. We never get to that end goal, I guess,
right.
When we die, I guess, prayerfully. That means, like, we left with no potential left. Like, that is my prayer. Like, when I leave, I have no more potential left.
Right.
Like, I fulfilled everything I was supposed to do here. So what I'm saying is the change is inevitable, and see it as you're growing into your better self. And we all have visions. We all have dreams. It just depends on the environment that you're in and the mentality that you're nurturing that dream and that vision. And so I think I would say, you know, whatever you're seeing, pursue it until it becomes a reality. And understanding the ebbs and flows of life is actually quite natural. Like, we have tornado season, right?
Yeah.
Then we just have, it's nice and sunny. Then we have, like, snowstorms. Like, it's actually part of nature. If your life has no change, you're doing something wrong. Maybe you're not actually living and participating. Mm-hmm. Maybe life is actually passing you by and it's time for you to engage, right? It's time you participate. So that's what I would say. Do the exact opposite of what the voice of fear is telling you. I always tell myself that.
If
I want to pursue something, or if I want to do something, like me coming out here, you know, for the summer, that's like a big change.
Right. Most definitely.
And not knowing when I'm going back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a faith walk. And fear was like, no, stay. And I was like, bet. Thank you for speaking so loud. Now I'm going to do the opposite.
It's always fear.
Yeah, but who's the father of fear? God is not the father of fear. So you made that choice so easy for me.
Y'all, if it wasn't for that darn Adam and Eve, or it was really Eve's fault.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have this issue. I just wouldn't be struggling.
It's all right. We're equipped. We can handle it. But I think about that all the time. I'm like, man, if I was in the garden right now, I would be like, I want this, and it would happen.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier and the other day. It's been on me heavy. This really has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Like, yeah. But you said we're equipped. So question for you. Everyone has, like, different perspectives. But do you think because someone is equipped, do you think they're qualified at that moment to do it? Like, because I feel you can be equipped, but are you actually qualified right then and there to do it?
I mean, you're preaching. Seriously, I think that's a struggle. I think is knowing that balance between seeing the vision, being equipped, and the timing.
Right.
It's timing, destiny, and purpose aligning.
Yeah.
Right? And I think, you know, even in entrepreneurship, that's the thing I struggle with, is like when I see a vision, like, the sprinter in me, the runner in me is like, let's take off and do it. But sometimes God is like, yeah, I gave you that, but not right now.
Oh,
and that's really hard to receive.
Y'all, I'm going to start crying over here.
I gave you that.
Don't mind me.
And go through the process of change over the next 1, 2, 3 years, and then it'll be fulfilled. And it's like, I don't got 3 years. I saw it. I want it now, you know? So it's just like, I think... Yeah, like, I'm actively living that, and I'm actively working through that, for sure.
I was actually talking to feed off that. I was talking to my friend, Demaya, today. I call her my favorite friend.
Yeah.
And she said that a billion no's makes the one yes better.
Yeah.
So, and I just kind of said, you know, after that, then you can reflect, and then you can reevaluate. Like, a no is okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of us get stuck, and we get so down on ourselves because, like, we are equipped for it. Whatever you want to do, you are equipped for it.
Sure.
We're just not called right now.
And it's like, maybe you are. It's being able to find that time to know and spend time.
That is so true.
However you find your reassurance, right? I remember when I was first learning God's voice, my coach at the time was like, go with whatever you have peace in, right? If it brings you peace, then go with that decision. So it's like, does it bring you peace? Is this something you're doing in your time with God to let you know, is this the right timing or not? And then also, it's important to not be like looking at signs and what's around you. Because a lot of people be like, Lord, show me a sign.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying he won't. Like, he will. Like, if you say it. But sometimes when the doors are closing, may not mean that it's not the right time.
Yeah.
It just mean that those doors were not the doors he had for you. And you're just so close. Or it could mean it's not the right time.
Right.
So you got to go and figure out that affirmation of which direction do you go in.
That is so true. Okay, so how does change change you, just personally? Yeah. Like, let's just dig deep. We're here at the red table. This is the white table. We're here.
The white table. Although Savannah has the AC, like, pretty low. I mean, it's not there.
Why
it's
does good. It still say 77?
Because I don't believe in a hot house. I mean, are we getting recorded right now?
Yeah.
Just keep going.
No, we are. And we're going to keep talking because her AC, I put it on 72. Did you change it, Pat?
No, it takes time. I don't believe in, I think it's the Nigerian in
humidity of 77, y'all.
Well, I was just about to say I was sweating, but I'm like sweating. My feet are actually cold.
Mm-mm. We're going to pray for that.
So what was your question? Because I feel I was getting to the point like you're putting me in the hot seat. And I don't like the way you judge my feet.
No,
just now.
I'm literally in the hot seat. Let's be for real right now.
Okay. Scratch up there and turn it down.
You know what? It's okay. It's going to be okay, y'all. It's a change. I got to adapt. This is a test. This is a true test. No. For real, no, to get back to it. What is wrong with you?
Like, it's cold. My hand is cold.
Do I need to go get my...
I'm telling the truth. Okay, go ahead. What's the question? Back on track.
Okay.
Yikes.
No, yeah, like, how does change change you?
Oh, God.
Okay, can you just think of, like, a... You choose answers or not. Like, a really personal or just, you know, like, heavy moment in life and it was just hard. Like, how did it change you? And did anything good come out of it?
Yikes. Yeah, give me some music.
Lord, okay. Give it to her right now.
All right. Geez.
That's heavy, right?
I mean, I'm gonna go with this one. Cause this one seemed like this one changed the trajectory of my life.
Okay.
So I was a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I got to high school, I said I would have been an athlete since I was 6. So I was actually a basketball player. You wouldn't know it's done, son. Don't get it twisted.
I was a hooping too.
Don't get it. I don't remember it. It's been a while.
Girl, come on.
But there was a time in my life, like I would literally live and breathe basketball. Yeah. So I wanted to go to the WNBA. Like that was, I saw it. Okay. So when I got to high school, I had a basketball coach who would not give me playing time at all, no matter how much I hustled, no matter what.
Right.
And then on the off seasons, of course, I would run track just because, you know, it keeps you in shape. I was killing it. Like my freshman year, I broke all the records and like won state championship, but I didn't think nothing about it because I'm like, I don't care about this crap.
Right.
What is track? Is that even a sport? Like, I don't know. I've never really paid attention to it. So I think for me, I got to that crossroad where my track coach during indoor season was like, you need to quit basketball and come run track so you can get a scholarship to college. And okay. I'm like, nah, I'm getting a scholarship in basketball. And a little bit about me, I'm the youngest of 6. So my dad is Nigerian. My mom's American, a black woman.
Let me just stop you right there. Like, I just feel like, y'all, this is my best friend texting me, but I feel like times are really important. We won't go into it deeply, but like, I'm a child of 6 too. Like, would you not even know that?
Where are you? You're in the middle.
I'm in the middle.
I guessed it. You're like 3. You're like 3 from
like
the bottom.
3. Yeah, maybe. That is so
you're
cool.
Giving me.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Giving me 3.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean, because I know, I'm the youngest of 6. But you might not know it because I'm just like so on my own. But,
right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I lost my train of thought.
You were saying like you're the... Like,
oh, I'm the youngest of six and I was raised by a single mother. Okay. So again, let's emphasize the youngest of six. Okay. Single mother. We're living in Maryland.
Single mother with six.
Of six.
Wow.
Raised us all by herself. And everybody's going to college, so I'm last. So that means there's absolutely no money for you.
Mm-hmm.
So figure this thing out. So I was banking on a basketball scholarship. So long story short, I went home. And my mom went to Bible study, and I usually go. And I was like, no, I'm going to stay home and study. And instead of studying, I just sat on the couch and I cried. And I prayed. And I was like, and it was a big deal for me. And I was like, Laura, like, what do I do? Like, yeah. I love basketball. I hate track, but I'm good at it. Mm. That gift. What happens when your gift, you know, you don't have the love, but your gift, you
right?
know? I mean, it doesn't align.
Right.
So I was like, what do I do? And I heard so clearly, and I'll never forget. He said, why have you gone back from which I've taken you?
Stop.
And I was like, yo, what?
Stop.
No one was in the house. And that was the first time I ever
heard. Oh, you heard
God,
this.
That was God's voice audibly. Why have you gone back from which I've taken you? My behind was in track practice the next day.
I know that's right.
Track practice the next day, you know? And, like, yeah. When I think about where God has taken me, like, I had offers from Princeton, but, like, I grew up low income with, like, black and brown folks. So I didn't have anybody to look up to be like, girl, take that opportunity to Princeton.
Right.
You know, granted, I got
to
go to.
You didn't have those purpose accelerators
I
to
didn't.
Push you.
You know, I was like, I don't want to be on that, like, uppity campus.
Yeah.
You know, I ended up at Furman, which ended up being just like it.
Right.
But just, you know, down south. And I was able to meet you. And, you know, now I have my roots here. But where I'm going with that is the reason I bring that example up instead of, like, some super traumatic is because that literally changed the trajectory of my life. Like, literally changed the trajectory of my life. I was able to get a track scholarship. I was able to go and compete, you know, semi-professionally, make an Olympic and a team, make a world relay team.
Right.
And even though I got injured, like, it put me on the path because it was my track coach when I was training for the Olympics that was like, Monique, I know you're out here on the track, but, like, you're really smart. You should go get a PhD.
Girl, you're just getting it from all around.
You know, and I never thought I could get a PhD. I remember when I was an undergrad and I was like doing this research and I did a presentation and they were like, they thought I was in grad school. So like but I never thought I was good enough. I never thought I was equipped.
Exactly.
So I think it's important that you move with change because you'll eventually get where you're supposed to get. And God will put what you might call like destiny workers. Mm-hmm. And people have their own terms, angels or whatever,
right.
God working through people or speaking
I
through
call
people.
Them purpose accelerators. Those people
come
push
on, purpose
you,
accelerators. You know? And but if you don't move with change,
right.
You won't meet those people.
That is true.
That will drop seeds in your ear to be like, hey, you thought about doing XYZ? So I would say that. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. So I have two more things and we're gonna wrap it up.
Okay.
But do you have anything to ask me, y'all, before she even talks, like, I'm just so glad she came on here. Like,
I'm glad you. Oh, I wanted to ask you,
what's that?
Why did you invite me on the podcast? Because I'm still trying to wonder, like, I hope what I'm saying is resonating.
We was talking about this a little bit before, and honestly, I just told her, like, I don't have an answer. Like, usually before I come up with the new series, I'm like, okay, God, I always consult him first. I'm like, who should I bring on here? Like, and it's not that I'm just sitting around like, oh, watching her like she let me just see, like, scoping her out. No, like, I'm talking in my prayer time or I'm just walking down the street and I'm like, I wanted to be Monique. Like, I told her I didn't have a reason. I just feel like it was a God thing because I'm really peculiar with people. Like, I don't have many episodes with a lot of people and I just don't. I can't tell you why, but I'm so glad that you're
here.
I'm
so glad you invited me.
Like, it's like the song, we started this song and it said it's going to all work out. At the end, we're going to all know.
Yeah.
It's going to all be for the good. And, I'm going to end it with this. This happened before I left to do this. And I was at home, like, rushing and stuff, taking, like, a little break. And so I had this drink, like, this mango light Snapple. And it was in my room, like, on my dresser, maybe on the floor under my bed. And so I, like, go and, like, wash the clothes, right? And the drink was like sitting outside of my door in the hallway. And so, first of all, I'm like, how did this get right here? But you know, sometimes I feel like we do things like in our subconscious and don't realize it. Yeah. So, but why would I put it right there?
Where are you going with this?
It's going to get good in a minute. So I'm like, why would I put it right there? So then I questioned it. Uh-huh. And I was taking some pain medicine. Okay. And when I questioned the drink, I was like, is something wrong with this drink? Like, why is it sitting out here? Why is it on the floor? Like, what is going on? Because it had moved locations. So it looked different. I felt like it was going to be different for me. And one thing I want to tell you that I got out of this, even though it moved locations and there was a change of where the drink came from, the drink was still good.
All right, go ahead and preach now, because I'm walking with you. Walk us through it now, because you're getting it.
The drink was still good. Uh-huh. And right there, I got revelation.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I looking at this differently? But just because it was in a different location, in a different spot, it was still good. Yeah. So to everyone right here, no matter how change happens for you, it's still going to be good. And you got to stay motivated. You got to stay positive.
That you got to so stay positive. To I love that. And I think, I can't remember what movie. I want to say it's The Hobbit. Mm-hmm. Was Frodo on Hobbit?
I don't know. Those movies are so long.
They start blending together. Sorry, I can't give you the right reference here. But it's one of those movies. Mm-hmm. And it was before he went on his adventure. And I don't know if he said it to himself or somebody said it to him, but I remember this in my life because I was in this real transitional point.
Right.
And he was like, my life is never going to be the same. And I think what we have to accept is our lives are not supposed to be the same.
They are not supposed to be the same.
It's not supposed to be the same. And I'm not saying you're supposed to have drastic change. We all have different rates of change based on what our calling is, based on what our gifts and skills are. Based on what environment you're in, right?
Right.
And what you're feeding your soul, what are you feeding your vision? But change is actually good, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how uncomfortable it is. Like we said in the beginning, remember that it's just growing pains. Remember when you were not teething.
Technically, we are teething.
I remember when I was growing and my bones were so uncomfortable as a teenager. I actually remember that. And they were like, it's growing pains.
Like, actually uncomfortable?
Like, I was really uncomfortable.
Oh.
Possibly because I was an athlete, not because I was running. Okay, scratch that one. But anyway, I just feel like it's just growing pains. And eventually, your body will adjust. And as soon as your body adjusts, guess what? Change is going to come again. And it's super important that you embrace it. You change with it. And you progress with it. Sorry. Kofi, you got...
I'm sorry, y'all. We're having some technical difficulties, but no, like she said, definitely just embrace it.
Did I answer all your questions?
You answered my questions. Like, okay. I'm so glad that you came to this podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I want this to reach many, many people.
Yeah.
Like, and honestly, it's not even about the multitude of people that it reaches. I just wanted to reach someone. If it reaches one person, like, I'm just happy.
Yeah.
So, once again, everybody, this is Sav's podcast. We are on season 2, I think episode 3, and it's How Does Change Change You?
Yeah.
So, this is, I'll let you introduce yourself again.
Monique Oshetelu.
And this is really fun. I hope you guys can stay tuned with us. And thanks for watching.
Yeah.
Bye.